going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The Score Midday Show.
Make it sexy.
I'm as excited about this draft as I think I have been since I moved to Chicago. Even though last year you had the two top 10 picks, I don't know what's coming. I like the idea that not only do I not know what's coming, but with the multiple picks in the top 70 or so, I mean, that's a chance for you to get a lot better in a two-day period.
This roster that Ryan's already built, it is stocked, it's loaded. Everyone wants to talk about the quarterback, and Caleb, I'm excited to work with you. But it's going to take more than just you.
I feel really confident. I think this one's going to be a little wild, but we're going to be prepared for all the different scenarios that pop up.
And I've been asking the same question since I arrived in the city 4 years ago. Who's getting to the quarterback? I don't think a trade's happening before the actual draft or minutes leading up to the draft. The Bears feel like they can get impact day one starters with their first three picks, if not with their first four picks.
With the 10th pick in the NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select...
The Score Midday Show. Middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Did we just get drafted?
Yes. It's a supplemental draft. That's the bad news.
Do I get flowers? Like, did we dress up? Where's our table?
I don't think we get to go on stage with the commissioner or anything like that. That's the bad. It's a supplemental draft. It's the one you read about, but you don't actually see the draft process. But that's okay, because there's a real draft tonight.
This is like the technical achievement at the Oscars. And Ooh. Then they're just like, later, these people won these awards.
Don't they
like,
stream everything?
Aren't those kind of amazing, though? Like, shouldn't we, as the technical award winners, get more credit?
I feel like they show everything now, just not everything's on television. Streaming is the new way. I don't know if you heard, Layla. Everything's streamed now.
I've heard about it. We're doing the same, by the way. We're on Chicago 670 The Score on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Shout out to our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya. Also, our producing crew, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer as well, and you. As we broadcast live through the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I'm happy it is finally draft day, but man, if the Cubs did not do something big to make them the lead discussion in our show today.
Is it the fact that they won or the fact of how they won?
It's all of it. You know, here you are. I wasn't here yesterday. I said to Ian Happ, oh, yeah, the game on Friday is one of those regular season games to remember, right? Then, there we go. Lo and behold, Ian Happ helps walk it off to, I would argue, have a more memorable regular season game, at least for him, than the Wild one on Friday. And I'm like, okay, well, that was pretty fun. This game's at 6 o'clock. Let's watch the Dodgers and the Cubs, you know, chop it up. We'll see what happens. They already won one of the games. I'm feeling good about life. And then, once again, perhaps it was a combination of weather, excitement, and all the else, we have another Cubs win, unlikely, against the Dodgers in a way that was, again, breathtaking. But more importantly, even than that, in my opinion, is that Pete Crow Armstrong, if you didn't speak it into existence, Marshall, is showing people exactly why he can not only get to his potential, but even move past it in such a short amount of time.
3-for-4, home run, dramatic three-run home run into the basket.
That was low, by the way. That was such good timing on his part with that ball, the strength, if you will.
He's now homered in consecutive games for just the third time in his career, and the 4 RBI, that's a career high for him. Now, here's the thing. He has a major league leading 12 extra base hits since April 12th. In his last 20 games, since March 31st, he's hitting .350 with 8 doubles, 1 triple, 5 home runs, 16 RBIs, and he's OPSing at 1,051.
And a partridge in a pear tree. So he was 3-for-4 last night, as we know. 4 RBIs, as you mentioned. That ridiculous home run. And there's just something about the homers. Yes, you know, you're helped by the wind, sure. But to do that at that part in the zone, you know, it's a low ball. Confidence was there, but also just the timing mechanism of it to be able to wait just that nanosecond that you need to then provide a little more power to scoop it out like that. That was a really nice piece of hitting for so many reasons to me. And he's leaning into his confidence right now in a way that's functional for everyone. Moves up in the lineup, earns a spot, doesn't he? And you could argue he should move up again, right?
I don't know where I want him to hit. Honestly, I don't. He seems comfortable where he is. It gives some length to the Cubs lineup. And if Nico's going to continue to hit as he's been hitting, if Dansby Swanson's going to pick up the pace like he did going 2-for-4 yesterday, I'm okay with him being in the 7th spot for now. For now, I'm saying. Just because that's where he's comfortable. And he creates some chaos, too. Because don't forget, you said partridge in a pear tree. What about 2 stolen bases on top of that? He's now got 10 on the season.
Once he's on base, it will change the framework of your inning because you know that guys like Carson Kelly are still a threat. Didn't have a hit last night. I don't care. John Birdie, still a threat at the plate. We know that. So establish those two things knowing that they can also hit. I'm not expecting them to be as consistent. Not even close, right? So considering Dansby had 2 hits, that's excellent. Brings his average up. It's gone steadily up this week. You know, already up to 192. That's a good sign, as we knew. 2 games will help you there. When they're offensive juggernaut games like the ones they've had against the Dodgers. Cubs in a 7-6 win last night. But again, big innings too. It's a 3-run fourth inning. It's a 4-run fifth inning. And we see the productivity just really come together. It's one thing for us and the stats to say that this is the best offense in baseball. It's another thing for them to believe it. And that's what you're seeing right now.
I think they performed offensively anyway, the way you should perform when you're going up against a team. I know it's the Dodgers. I know they've got arms on arms on arms. But if they're going to say, hey, we're doing a bullpen game today, that's when you do your thing. Ben Kasparis, he wasn't bad in this game. He gets to 2 2/3. Didn't give up anything, but it was a bullpen game, so he wasn't going to go 4, 5, 6 innings. It just wasn't in the cards for the Dodgers. And to see the way that the Cubs not only got the lead, but to have 3 innings, the 6th, the 7th, and the 9th, where your relievers give up 1 batter over the minimum, and you have Porter Hodge come in, and we didn't know at the time, but we found out later their closer, Ryan Pressly, was unavailable, and do the job he did against the hitters that he did. Oh, I'm good with that. That's the way to say, we're done with that. We're done with the Dodgers. Let's take a day off. And, of course, you ain't got much time off because the Phillies come to town, and it's a hungry, desperate Phillies team right now coming off of getting swept by the New York Mets.
Right, and a hungry Phillies team who also knows that it's not playing to its potential. Like, it's that part as well. But you're right. That was the most impressive part. Porter Hodge comes on, and we all said to each other on the group chat, we all had the same immediate thought. Oh, spicy. Porter Hodge instead of Ryan Pressly. And we find out that Ryan Pressly had to have his knee drained, which... Yeah. Sounds a little more serious than I want it to sound.
Well, it sounds more serious than they made it sound. Like, oh, yeah, he'll be back later this week, you know? And so the thing is, in the moment when Porter Hodge comes in, you're like, oh, look at this preference of the manager, Craig Counsell, to go with Porter Hodge. But then you find out it was out of necessity. To me, that puts more pressure on Porter Hodge because you're the guy now.
I got to tell you, he leans into a moment. Like he will lean in, and I say that with a laugh as a woman in, you know, somewhat of a corporate setting. But I want to examine also, yeah, gets Austin Barnes to line out. Shohei Ohtani comes up. He's like, cool, here's a slider that you can't hit. I mean, that was such a bold pitch in that count, and he's able to get it done. And Ohtani was ahead of the count, by the way. And then Porter Hodge flipped the script. I love that at bat for so many reasons, just because he was able to go at him and basically say, I'm not afraid in this moment. And it was an electric crowd at Wrigley yesterday, too. The weather, I think, really helped bring it together in a way. Like, you could see people are practically on their feet the entire game. Started a little early, sun was shining. Like, you noticed that, too, right? Just how active the crowd was as a part of this.
How can you not be active? Listen.
But it was everything. It was everything put together.
Yeah, if it's a home game and your guys are constantly just putting up runs in bunches and you know they're going to score, so you get hype because that's what they do. There's an expectation there now if you go to a Cubs game that it's not going to be a 2-1 game. In all likelihood, it's going to be a 9-7 game.
The more encouraging piece of it to me is that you know that if they're down, something that seems insurmountable, even against the teams that are the best in baseball, you don't care. You know that this team has a chance. And as a lineup, you know, when we talk to guys like Ian Happ and other players about the confidence that they have, you can't tell me that Kyle Tucker isn't improving every bit of that lineup just because they know that guy's going to hit when he sees what he needs. Look at the improvement in Seiya Suzuki as well. He brings a lot on his own. There's no doubt about that. But just the consistency and how this is looking and the confidence, that is it's an incredible thing to see. And if you're going to have a guy like Porter Hodge come in that setting and be able to be like, nah, I'm cool. I'm down 0-2 as the pitcher. That's all right. Or I'm down 2-0 as the pitcher, rather. We'll get this done. Slider. Next batter. Mookie. Fly out. Ball game. Day off.
The thing is, Shohei Ohtani in this game, he goes 1-for-5. Mookie Betts has 3 hits. Teoscar Hernandez, well, he did his damage. 2-for-4. You hold Freddie Freeman 0-for-4. Andy Páez doesn't look that great. Just 1-for-4.
He's batting under 200. I mean, that one was a spicy home run.
It was, but overall, one of the reasons that we looked at that series, you got to go way back, in Japan, and they got beat 2 games in a row, is the offense wasn't doing anything, and you were getting beat by a team that didn't have Freddie Freeman or Mookie Betts. Well, they've got those guys now, and over the last 2 series against Ohtani, they've held Shohei to 2-for-21, no run, home runs, no RBI, and 7 strikeouts, right? So you're looking at this as, okay, maybe the Cubs can do something if these 2 teams face off again in the postseason.
That's it. The whole month so far, I know this is wild to say, but when you're facing the Padres, the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, when you're facing those teams, it does feel like one massive playoff series. And the crowd just added to it in a big way yesterday that I felt also had them recognizing the same thing. This is elite level baseball. This is big boy baseball. You're basically in the NL West this month, and you have shown them that you can hang. This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Let's listen to your guy, PCA, talk about what he feels like has clicked for him at the plate.
I've just stayed really true to you know, what I know I do well, and that's not always easy. I mean, swinging the bat's really hard some days. I just had a pretty tough day from, you know, personally, 2 days ago and, or 3 days ago, I guess. But, you know, just, I think this month searching for the steady line instead of just this up and down that I've experienced a lot. And, you know, and at times I've let it get away from me. So, being really consistent in my work and knowing what I do well and just every day going back out there and looking for that. And, you know, like I brought up earlier, it's so easy to go and have a clear mind and in a game where you always got runners on base in front of you and I'm able to lay a bunt down or hit the ball to the right side of the field and or hopefully put a ball in the air. Like you saw it with Nico tonight, you saw it with Bushy yesterday. I don't know what's really clicked. I've been feeling good since the spring, but It's just easy to kind of go out there and execute when you're not feeling your best, when you just got a lineup of gangsters. You know, it's cool.
And there it is.
Alexa,
the confidence
play.
Knowing that somebody else is going to pick you up so you can rest a little easier and maybe wait that teeny nanosecond longer to then scoop a ball that is practically at your ankles into the fans.
Alexa, play Gangster's Paradise by Coolio. That's where we are right now with this lineup and the way they've been hit. It's funny because...
Isn't that a struggle? Isn't Gangster's Paradise about a struggle?
It hasn't been a struggle for the Cubs to get to 16-10?
Minute after minute, hour after hour? No! This isn't a struggle.
Those same guys who hit, they do go out on the field. You know that, right?
They've been spending most of their lives in a legitimate paradise.
I don't know if it's
like,
been...
Oh, guess I better hit another home run. Whoop!
Listen...
I guess I better throw a manslider to Shohei Ohtani to get him out after two balls and to begin this outing. Boop!
Pete Crow Armstrong.
Guess we better enjoy this day off.
They got a lot of those. Pete Crow Armstrong started this season 2-for-24. I want to remind people of that. That's less than 100. You talk about the Mendoza line. That's less than 100. 2-for-24. If I told you after what we witnessed in Japan that the Cubs... In a matter of a month and 5 days, if we're being technical with it.
We should.
Would win the season series against the Dodgers, what would have been your response, Layla Rahimi?
You're crazy.
If I said that and I said, oh, and by the way, Justin Steele's going to be out for the season.
That's awful. These things don't line up.
Matt Shaw's been sent down.
Something bad happened.
They had this DFA Gage Workman.
Thank goodness for Kyle Tucker.
Listen, man. That's why I'm saying, you say it hasn't been a struggle. You don't know the struggle that these players have been dealing with. You just know the end result. You just know 16-10.
I do.
You just
not.
Know that they've already clinched a winning record through the month of April.
I don't know about that life. Should we get a bigger glimpse into the quote struggle end quote with Pete Crow Armstrong?
Yeah.
He talked to Taylor McGregor after the game last night, appropriately hearing the Go Cubs Go song. Actually, I think it was Elise, guys.
Yeah, it was Elise Manicker.
Yeah,
it was Elise
Manicker. It says Taylor, but it's cool. Taylor, you're great. Elise, you were the one who interviewed him. Sorry about that.
I mean, it's definitely been a tough start to the year in terms of the schedule. You know, the Dodgers are a really good team. You've seen that in just about every game that we have played against them. But the way this offense is being resilient, the way the bullpen's coming and doing their work, and, you know, just collectively, this team works really hard behind the scenes, and you see what happens on the field because of that.
Listen, he's telling you about his adversity. He's telling you about his adversity, though. He's telling you it's been a tough start to the season, but somehow we're 16-10 because we keep coming up with big hits and big moments. And who knew Porter Hodge was ready to be like, I can close against the heart of the Dodgers lineup. I can shut down MVPs. That's where we are right now. And I think what this does is it gives a level of optimism that has not been seen in this city for quite some time when it comes to talking about baseball.
I just fanned myself.
Oh, you need to cool off a little bit?
I was reading some stats.
Go ahead, give me the stats.
Let's do some breaking stats that are not actually breaking. All right, I just looked at the Fangraphs war leaders right now. That's my personal war that I like, is Fangraphs. Aaron Judge leading in total war.
Yeah, he's pretty
That's
good.
Not the breaking part. Corbin Carroll, by the way, second at 1.9.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And you know who's third?
I'm guessing it's PCA at this point.
PCA.
He has passed Kyle Tucker on the F4 train.
He has, but Kyle Tucker's still in the top five at 1.7, and so is Fernando Tatis Jr. Your Chicago Cubs have two players in the top five in Fangraphs War. I'm going to enjoy this moment.
What's the number again for PCA?
1.8.
Okay, doing some quick math here. 1.8, he's on pace to have a 10 war season. Yeah.
That would be wild.
Their next game will be the 1/6 mark of the season.
Yes. Is it wrong that immediately I'm like, man, I hope this isn't a streaky hitting situation? Like, I just went immediately right there. That's not good.
I apologize to all the texters telling me that I triggered both the Alexa and, the Echo. I apologize when I said Alexa play, so I'll stop doing that.
This is like the Wingstop commercial with the doorbell that gets all the dogs going crazy.
My bad.
Coming up next here on the Midday Show on The Score, We will remember and honor the memory of Steve McMichael with Kevin Butler. That is next. You won't want to miss.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
He stormed out of the Lone Star State like a Texas tornado. And now, more than a dozen years later, Chicago's Steve McMichael is still one of the most destructive pass rushers in the NFL.
The Bears led the league in talent, obviously. They also led the league in characters. They were larger than life. And in the middle of it all, literally and figuratively, was defensive tackle Steve McMichael.
If I had to think of one word, consistency. He was always there. I don't care what the situation was. It was very difficult to get him to come out of the game for any reason at all. But very unselfish, tremendous teammate.
We pay homage and honor the memory of Steve McMichael today. And, of course, moving into the future on the score, his memories will always stay with us. And that is why we go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. His former teammate, Kevin Butler, now joins us here on the score. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's good to be with y'all.
Kevin, just tell us your fondest memory of the man they called Mongo, because I know he affected so many people in such a positive way over the course of not only his career, but really just in life.
Yeah, Steve was one of a kind. And first of all, my condolences go out to Miss Dina's family and his daughter. Steve has been fighting a fight that he pledged he would fight from the day he found out that he had ALS. And, you know, by the grace of God, he was freed yesterday, and he's in a better place and certainly out of the pain that he was in. But Steve was a guy that was bigger than life. I think his heart was really bigger than him, and I think that was evident in how he has handled the last 4 years of his life. But he approached football like that, and he approached life like that, and that was something that I'll always remember about Steve. I first got to know Steve very well when I made the Bears in 85, and his wife, Deborah, at the time, I was from Alabama, and here I came from Georgia with a wife from Georgia, and they kind of got together, being from the same part, and now found themselves in Chicago, and with that, the friendship started with Steve, and always respected Steve. He worked hard, as the intro said, consistency. He always strived for consistency, but that consistency always had to improve. He had to get better, and he did that. And that's the way he prepared, and certainly that's the way he played. But you know, the probably the best memories I have is, you know, people think of Steve as, you know, the wrestler, the crazy man, the rattlesnake roundup guy, and he was all that. But every Christmas morning. Steve didn't have any children at that point, but every Christmas morning he would pop in at my house with Kathy and the kids, and he would be dressed like Santa. He would come in and tell them that he just got back to the North Pole, and he saw on the back of the sleigh there were presents for them, so he had to come back, and he would go out the front door, and my kids would be going crazy, and then he would change and come in through the garage and look at the kids and go, do you know who I just saw? And they were like, it was Santa. And he lived for that moment. And I know he brought joy to so many people's life, like he did to ours every Christmas and really every day he was in our life.
Kevin, that's a wonderful story. And just, I think, a great example of how he wasn't ever afraid to be himself and just radiated that energy, I think, until end. Yeah.
You're exactly right. He wasn't afraid to be himself, and he wasn't afraid to explore who he could be. And I think that was evident when he went into his wrestling career. I mean, you know, the personality, the way he would present himself, and you know, people maybe anybody ever thought he was just the old dumb football player. They really didn't know Steve. Steve was an academic All-American from Texas. Steve would come into the locker room and try to throw words out at every guy in that locker room and leave them a little inquisitive looking at him going like, well, I don't even know what that word means. And Steve would just laugh and walk off. And, you know, he was that guy that was always trying to be one in front of his competition and right there at the forefront of his friends. So we lost a true friend, a protector, a person that loved the city of Chicago, loved being a Chicago Bear, and he truly loved football.
Finally, enshrined into the Hall of Fame. I know he couldn't make the ceremony itself, but just to stay alive long enough to be here for that moment. When you look back at the success of that Super Bowl winning team, what do you remember about his role and his impact on the field?
Oh, it was dominating. I mean, he was the mainstay. You know, you look at that, and Hampton and him and Dent and Hardenstein, they took Fridge under their wing and kind of made him a character and said, hey, you're going to play this role now because we like our roles. And they each had a role, and they were each destroyers of, you know, of offensive lines and quarterbacks. And, you know, he would play as hard as he prepared. He always thought that and always said that, you know, the games are downhill. I don't work that hard during the week. And a perfect example was in the weight room always, you know, you get out there and you get on the bench press and, you know, these guys get this wide grip. Well, Steve would never do that. Steve always bench press with a closed grip, what we would say. So his hands were probably about 6 to 8 inches apart on the barbell for the bench press. He would do 550 from there. And people would go, what are you doing? He goes, if my hands are out far, I am beat. He goes, I've got to be powerful when my hands are inside my shoulders hitting these big offensive linemen. And that was what made him the leading sack defensive lineman for 8 years after 85 in the NFL when he was just dominating the interior of offensive lines.
Oh, that's a brilliant story. Thank you for sharing it. Kevin Butler, the former Bears kicker on the 85 team, teammate of Steve McMichael, kind enough to join us here on the Midday Show on The Score. I immediately thought about, when I heard the news, Kevin, just how nice it must have been. You know, and I think about the call, you know, that Steve and Misty were able to get from the Pro Football Hall of Fame last year, to be able mm-hmm. to have that moment and he be able to still be with us to experience it in some way. Watching that, what did that mean to you?
Well, it meant everything, and you know, at that time, I thought it was going to help Steve get some closure that he needed. You could see it in his eyes that he knew what.
It's okay if you need a minute. I understand, of course.
Yeah, he knew. You know, he knew what was happening, and he just thought it head on, just like he did. Everything else that came at him in life, and you know, he deserved it. That was the main thing. It wasn't a hey, we're sorry you're in this situation. Steve McMichael deserved to be in the NFL Hall of Fame because he earned it for no other reason than that. And I think when I looked in his eyes after that, I saw the satisfaction that he got that award, and that was what the man was living for when he played football, and that's how he imagined himself. That's who he wanted to be, and I'm just thankful he was able to, experience that.
Kevin, when you think back on his life and his exposure to you and what he's done for so many people, for the people who didn't know him before, of course, he had to start his battle with ALS, what would you tell them about his spirit and his effect on the people around him?
Oh, I think it was it's unmeasurable. I mean, I remember the conversation when he told me about it. He just said, he goes, it ain't going to beat me. He goes, they can have my body. He goes, I beat my body up so much already. He goes, it ain't getting anything. He goes, it's just not going to beat me. And yesterday he won that battle.
I think that's a wonderful way to put it. I also think about all the stories I've heard of how the 85 Bears team has supported him over the years. You all were not a flash in the pan to each other by any means. That is a lasting bond, and he is a part of that. What has it meant to you to also be part of a group that supports each other like the way you have supported Steve?
Well, that's one of the great things that football brings to all of us that play, and especially teams that win championships. You have that lifelong bond, and that team certainly does. I mean, I can't thank Tom Thayer, Keith Van Horn, the many players that have been over there, Richard Dent, Dan Hampton. I mean, these guys have been checking in on him. Mike Kenyon, who's a friend of all of ours. These people have supported Misty and the medical staffs that have been over at his house. Jarrett Payton, you can see Jarrett's been a great supporter and, a promoter of what Steve's challenges are to give other people hope. And I think that's why we do it. We do it because he was a teammate of ours, and that's what you do for teammates that you love. And Steve was loved by everybody. You just can't thank the guys enough that took time to go over there. Our good friend Larry Wirt, he was instrumental when it first went on with trying to get Steve the right kind of bed over there so he would be comfortable. I mean, it goes down that deep. So a lot of people that I don't know, a lot of people that, I'm sorry, I'm not mentioning them by name, but it has been a small army that has supported Steve over this time and supported Misty and their efforts to keep Steve comfortable And so he could enjoy his induction into the Football Hall of Fame.
Well, and I can't help but think, and I'm obviously not a doctor, I'm not a specialist, but I can't help but think that every little bit did help. And that's why mm-hmm. he was able to be with us for so long. What do you want people to know about Steve McMichael if we haven't asked something that you would like to pass along at this time?
I just think that, you know, we've seen a lot of highlights of him playing football and the incredible way he played football and incredible plays he made. I just want them to remember that he was a friend. He's a father. He's a husband. There's a void in his family now that you know may never be filled. And support from everybody around Chicago and Texas and everywhere that Steve touched, you know, just give support and remember that there's a person with a bigger life behind you, kind of behind the scenes that you really don't see. And Steve touched so many people in so many ways, including me and my family, off of the football field. And I think that's what I hope people remember about Steve.
Kevin Butler, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing. This was really appreciated by us. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
My pleasure, y'all. Take care.
That was former 1985 Chicago Bear kicker Kevin Butler, of course, a teammate of Steve McMichael, sharing just wonderful stories as we honor him today and remember him for who he was. We have more to come discussing Steve McMichael next on the Midday Show on The Score.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Steve McMichael deserved to be in the NFL Hall of Fame because he earned it for no other reason than that. And I think when I looked in his eyes after that, I saw the satisfaction that he got that award. And that was what the man was living for when he played football, and that's how he imagined himself. That's who he wanted to be, and I'm just thankful he was able to experience that.
That was former teammate, Bears kicker Kevin Butler, talking to us in the most recent segment. If you missed it, you can go to the Odyssey app and hit the rewind feature and check out that chapter. Really thankful for what Kevin Butler was able to share with us on the Midday Show, Marshall Harris and Layla Rahimi, as we remember Steve McMichael. And it's a day that you knew was going to happen at some point, but I do find myself being really grateful that he got to experience life as a Hall of Famer, which is what he deserved.
And that's something his wife had talked about before his induction, his election into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And the fact that he was able to hold on. He talked about his body. He understood it was going to be beat up, but frankly, that's something he was used to after playing a Hall of Fame career in the NFL.
And you don't wish this on anyone. That is the absolute understatement. But to be able to see the way he moved through this, you know, I fought is a word people use so often, but to be able to know, like, for example, that there was some recognition of understanding the honor he was getting, what it meant to so many people who supported him. I immediately thought about Dan Pompey's article that actually came out a few years ago in The Athletic. It was in 2022, it was March 31st. And it's one of those that just really sat with me. He painted such a vivid picture. And of course, we know him on TV. We used to see highlights of him. We knew him for his famous quotes, his wrestling career, all of these things that were so larger than life. And I do believe that's how you should remember somebody, is for who they really were, not the person, you know, at the end of something that made them not themselves. But I do think, in a way, he was still himself. Sure. And that's so commendable in all of this. And the way people supported him and how they were a team. In that article, Dan Pompeo also talks about how the Bears made sure that he had donated a lot of money, I think in six figures or so, to make sure he had a wheelchair lift that was accessible for his house. They didn't want that publicized necessarily. It wasn't like they sent out a press release, but they did that out of the goodwill and just the kindness and knowing who he is and how that would help him.
One of the things I take away from Kevin Butler's time with us and the way he described his teammate and kind of the not just struggles of fighting through ALS, but as supporters of that, them going the extra lengths, checking on their former teammate who was more than just a teammate, right? It's a bond. And that's how people move for each other. That's what we do as communities. When someone is going through something, the most important thing is that you're there for them. And I think this is an excellent example of his friends, his football family, and really the city of Chicago getting behind a guy who helped deliver a Super Bowl, but also played so hard, you know, with almost 200 straight starts. Like, this is a man who showed that level of consistency that you hear people talking about when they describe him.
Never missed a game because of injury. He played in 207 straight non-strike games in 13 seasons with the Bears. It is a cruel end to a career and a life of someone who was known for such the opposite. Yeah, and
he brought so much joy.
He radiated. Like, that was something that always stuck with me, was he radiated. And credit to his wife, Misty, and his publicist, Betsy, for always giving us updates, for sharing information, for asking for help, you know, or even asking for good thoughts or prayers to be sent his way. It's wishful thinking maybe, but I just can't help but think that every little bit helped. And if it helped get him to somehow appreciate it and watch the induction where he was represented and got into the Hall of Fame, then I hope that was something that meant something to him.
And for a lot of people not from this area, you know, Steve McMichael is more than just a football player.
Yeah.
I'm talking about one of the Four Horsemen. This guy was with Ric Flair in a gang, you know? It's amazing what you can do with a lifetime. And he did so much with his, even though it was cut short.
It's hard to put into words someone's life and their career and who they were in a way. And I know that we have been watching him live with this and deal with this for so long, but that still doesn't make this any easier of a day for so many people. Here's the excerpt that I wanted to share. These are just facts from Dan's story, and he paints a picture of just the daily activities in such a poignant way. But he says the Bears donated a power wheelchair worth $100,000 that can be controlled with a straw. The Bears did that. This was 3 years ago. When Misty wanted a hospital bed that wasn't for sale except commercially, Bears Vice President Brian McCaskey found a way to get one. And then the Bears split the $14,000 cost with Anthony Tomasca, who owned one of Steve's favorite restaurants. Some of their financial burden was eased by a GoFundMe that raised more than $200,000 as well as two charity events. $200,000. And I know that every time people wanted to help, we always got questions about it at Channel 5 when I was working
what
there.
What can we do? How can we help?
You got questions at Channel 2. That was something that people really cared about. So this time isn't easy for anybody. It's never easy when somebody who's larger than life is cruelly shown how human we can all be. And, you know, I think it's really interesting that the ALS Bucket Challenge, Ice Bucket Challenge, is going around again. And I think that there are so many ways where you can help donate to causes to fund ALS research. I think of our friend Sarah Langs. And you're fighting for days sometimes, but look how those days all added up.
I think working in Philadelphia, one of the biggest things that I learned more about was ALS. Every year they had an ALS festival. And you would see people over the course of years that would come support. Obviously, players were there, autographs, all that stuff. But the biggest thing was you got a sense of how slowly and how rapidly and varied the deterioration of the body was.
It's cool.
And it's highly impactful to see that up close and personal.
Well, if you have an Athletic subscription, I strongly recommend checking out that story by Dan Pompey. The headline is, "I Push Myself to the Limit. Bears great Steve McMichael, as tough as they come on the field, is in the fight of his life." And he also just posted his eulogy for Steve McMichael as well. And I'm looking forward to reading that. But there's just no way to give him the right amount of words.
Again, it's a celebration of life, though. All the joy that he brought the city of Chicago and anyone who he touched outside of being a Chicago Bear. I think now is the time where we take it back to the seventh inning stretch and we give people a little glimpse into the joy that he was able to bring. Let's listen into Mongo and his famous seventh inning stretch.
All right, Mongo's home, Chicago! And don't worry, I'll have some speaks with that home plate umpire after the game. Ooh, a one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and bacon and jack. Three strikes, you're out.